grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Christ Jesus, my dear brothers and sisters, saints of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb and made clean and holy. What a privilege. In the last book of the Bible, God allowed St. John a brief glimpse into heaven. John looked and he saw a great multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language. That crowd of people stood before God's throne. They were dressed in white. They held palm branches of victory. And together they cried out, "Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb." And all God's holy angels agreed. And they too worshipped God by saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and strength and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." What a privilege. Today the Lord Jesus gathers us, people of different languages and lands, gathers us and unites us. And now for just a brief moment, we can see each other, we can hear each other, and together we too join in a glorious doxology. Yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We love those last familiar words of the Lord's Prayer. How many times have you spoken the words of that prayer? Many times. And now ask yourself this question. How many times have you heard a sermon based on the book of Jude? Probably not so many times. Jude's little letter is perhaps less familiar, but it too concludes with a glorious, comforting doxology. Listen to the final words of the book of Jude, the last two verses. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless, with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen." For many years, one question tormented Martin Luther. Have I done enough? Will God accept me? Even after Luther entered the monastery, even after all of his fasting and prayers, the question plagued him, have I done enough? Satan and Luther's own conscience were quick to accuse, "No, you haven't done nearly enough. Your heart is evil. You are damned." Only when Luther, by God's grace, understood the gospel did he at last find peace for his soul. "Martin, God has done it all. Put your hope in the Lord Jesus. He is your Savior." Thank God that question doesn't bother us, right? We are children of the Reformation. We know the gospel. We know that Jesus died for us. We know that Jesus forgave all of our sins, right? Have I done enough? I admit that question troubles me. My oldest daughter is 17 years old. She's been living with us in Russia her whole life. The next year she plans to leave us. She plans to study on the other side of the world in America. And now I wonder, have I done enough? Will my daughter remain faithful to her Savior? What about my other children? Will they find Christian spouses? Will they teach their children to love the Savior? Will I be reunited with my children and grandchildren in heaven? Have I taught them well enough? Have I been a good enough father? Satan and conscience accuse, you are guilty. That question, have I done enough, bothers me, the pastor. Have I sought out the straying? Have I warned the impenitent? Have I nurtured? Have I encouraged? Have I said the right things? Do my people understand? Will they remain faithful to the Savior? Have I done enough? Satan and conscience accuse, no, you are guilty. Have I done enough? Does that question bother you? Jude writes his letter in order to warn us. He says, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith. Jude says, work and wrestle to remain faithful to the Lord Jesus. Work and wrestle to serve others with God's truth. Why? Because so many fall away in spite of great spiritual blessings. Jude says, consider the Israelites in the desert. With their own eyes, those people saw how God punished Pharaoh with 10 miraculous plagues. They walked through the depths of the Red Sea on dry ground with a wall of water on either side. But nevertheless, God destroyed many of those Israelites because of their stubborn unbelief. Jude uses an even more surprising example. He says, consider God's angels. At one time, all of those angels were holy. All of those angels saw God's heavenly glory. They all enjoyed bliss and life. And nevertheless, now many of those angels are formerly holy, locked away in the prison of hell, doomed to eternal death. So don't say, I'm a pastor. I'm one of our church's leaders. I'm a faithful Christian. I would never fall away from the Savior. Don't stand with Peter and say, Lord, even if everyone else falls away on account of you, I never will. Jude says, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love. Jude rightly warns us with God's holy law. But above all, he writes in order to encourage and empower us with the Lord's sweet gospel, especially with the final two verses of his little book. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless, with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling. There is one, and only one, who keeps watch over our hearts. There is one mighty, faithful shepherd who guards his oftentimes fickle flock. He is the one who called King David to repentance. He is the one who restored Peter after his terrible fall. He is the one who forgives us day by day with mercies new every morning. He is the one who feeds and guides and strengthens us on our journey home. Have I done enough to hell with your self-centered fears? Glory to him who keeps our feet from stumbling. God not only keeps us from stumbling, he also makes us stand in the presence of his glory blameless. When the Lord Jesus gave Peter his first miraculous catch of fish, Peter fell down and said, "Lord, depart from me, I am a sinful man." When the Easter angels appeared to the women at Jesus' tomb, those ladies fell down, hid their faces. When God spoke from a cloud above the mountain of transfiguration, Peter, James, and John fell down in fear. On that awesome day, when the foundations of creation are shaken, when the sky is wrapped up like a scroll, when people all around us are crying out in terror, you will not stumble and fall. Your knees will not knock together in fear, because there is one who makes us stand firm and unafraid. When we stand before the Lord of glory, who dwells in inapproachable light, when the righteous judge examines every moment of our lives under the bright light of his all-seeing eye, when he considers our every deed, word, and hidden motive, we will stand vindicated. Before men and angels, God will declare, "You are blameless." Blameless. St. Peter uses that word to describe the Lord Jesus, a lamb without blemish or defect. The writer to the Hebrews uses that same word, blameless, to describe Jesus' perfect sacrifice. And now Jude uses that very same word to describe you and me. Blameless. Without even the slightest stain of sin, we will stand and welcome our Savior with great joy. Do you remember Job? Do you remember how Job suffered when death clutched at Job's soul? One thought comforted him: "I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that God will return to raise my broken body from the dead. I know my God will give me life everlasting. How my heart yearns within me." That same joy will fill our hearts when we see our brother returning on the clouds of heaven with all of his holy angels. Finally, it will be the last day. That day will mark the end of all of our struggles, our worries, our tears. But better yet, it will be our first day, our youngest day. On that day, our Savior will begin to fulfill all of his wonderful promises to us. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, how can it be that we will stand on that day and welcome the end of the world? How can it be that the holy God will declare us blameless? You are just as pure and clean as Christ himself." To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have a wonderful Father. From eternity, God, our Father, wanted to share all of his blessings with us. That's why he made the heavens and the earth. That's why he made the Garden of Eden. And when Adam and Eve fell away and scorned God the Father, God the Father, our Savior, sacrificed his dearest treasure for us. God the Father willed that his eternal Son become a creature. God willed that Jesus Christ, his Son, live for us in our place and keep God's law for us. And then God the Father willed that his Holy Son embrace the guilt of all people, die in shameful torment on a cross. But on the third day, God the Father, our Savior, raised Christ from the dead. Therefore, let every redeemed soul from north, south, east, and west join together in a glorious doxology to the eternal Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To him be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. All of eternity will not be nearly enough time to thank and praise God for all that he's done for us. So let's get started. Let's use these last few precious minutes together to sing and worship. And then let us go our separate ways, knowing by faith that we are still united. Let us contend for the faith. Let us work and wrestle to share God's good news with all who will listen. And may God open up the hearts of many people. May he bless his word so that many, many more join his hymn of praise. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.